I'm in it for the long run, the minutes and the years. I'm in it for the long run, the hours and the days. I'm in it for the long run, the laughter and the tears. I'm in it for the long run, even though you're far away.
Well, hello there. This is Jim Rooney, and I am in it for the long run. This series of programs, we're going to be exploring the more than 60 years of my musical journey, a journey with no end in sight, thank God. And today I'm going to go right back to the beginning. And I grew up in Dedham, Massachusetts, just outside of Boston. It's definitely not a musical hotbed by any stretch of the imagination. I went to a Latin school, Roxbury Latin School in Boston, and a tough old-fashioned education, so music was really not part of my life. And one day in school, a friend of mine said, "Oh, you've got to listen to this show on the radio. It's the funniest thing you've ever heard. It's called Hillbilly Music, and these people from the South talk in a funny accent, and you're going to die laughing. It's the funniest thing." So I took his advice, and I went home and turned on the radio that night, and this is what I heard.
Presenting the Lilly Brothers and Don Stover. All right, thank you just a whole lot there, Nelson Bragg. We'd like to say a great big howdy to all the friends and neighbors out there today. Thank you. There you have it. That star belongs to me. We hope you neighbors enjoyed it a whole lot. We're going to call on Don Stover and his five-string banjo to kindly walk in here and do what we call lowering a boom on the old five-string banjo. Here, Rattler, here.
Well, Rattler was an old coon dog, blind as he could be. Every night about supper time, I be that dog to see. Here, Rattler, here, here, Rattler, here. Call old Rattler from the barn, here, Rattler, here. Well, Grandpa had a muley cow, she's muley when she's born. It took a jaybird 40 years, flying horn to horn. Here, Rattler, here, here, Rattler, here. Call old Rattler from the barn, here, Rattler, here. Well, I went out a-hunting, I treated a coon, you see. And I called old Rattler to get him down for me. But he wouldn't do it, he seemed like that coon. I seen him walking paw to paw by the light of the moon. Here, Rattler, here, here, Rattler, here. Call old Rattler from the barn. Here, Rattler, here, here, Rattler, here. Here, Rattler, here. Call old Rattler from the barn. Here, Rattler, here.
All right, thank you, Don Stover. Mighty, mighty well done there.
All right there, Don Stover. Well, what was I supposed to think about this? This was amazing stuff to me. I'd never heard anything like it. And there was just something about it. It was funny, I suppose, and it was strange, very strange to me, my ears, hearing Everett's down-home folksiness. But it also was real. There was something real about this music and the way they presented it, and something that was just resonating inside of me. Today, I think it's maybe my Irish genes, my musical Irish genes, have been deeply asleep for a long time, for my whole life. And suddenly something familiar was going on inside of me, and I just loved it. And I came back night after night, and it was a combination of instrumental stuff, the singing. Everett Lilly played mandolin, his brother B played the guitar, they both sang. Don, of course, sang in his own inimitable way and played the banjo, and they were doing a mix of material, like the next song here. It's a hymn, not a hymn. I was singing hymns at school, a Protestant school, and then, of course, there was the Catholic hymns at St. Mary's Church in Dedham, but this was not in our hymnal.
Ready, oh, you better get ready, hallelujah, sinner, you better get ready.
Sinner, you better get ready.
All right, there you do have it, Sinner, you better get ready. And here we go with Don Stover and his five-string banjo. Another amazing sound to my young ears.
Don Stover, that's mighty, mighty fine five-string.
All right, that is mighty, mighty fine five-string banjo picking. I've got to say that this was the beginning of a wonderful experience in my life, and over the years, I got to be friends with the Lilly Brothers. They stayed in Boston for 18 years, playing in these bars that catered to sailors. There was a big Navy base in Charlestown. And the main place they stayed at was the Hillbilly Ranch, right next to the Trailway Station in downtown Boston, on the edge of what they used to call the Combat Zone. And the club was sometimes referred to by its patrons as the Zoo. So they played there 7 days a week, 7 nights a week, half hour on, half hour off, starting at 8 o'clock and going till 1 in the morning. So they did that all those years with no vacation. They took 2 weeks off in the summer with no pay, of course. And one time, my friend Bill Keith and I sat in for them. And if you think that isn't work, you got another thing coming. So they did that for all these years. And we did become friends. And I remember visiting their home in the triple-deckers of East Cambridge. And outside, there was the noise of crowded streets, the smell of burning rubber from the nearby vulcanizing plants. But inside was the sound of music, children playing, the smell of pinto beans and cornbread on the stove. You could have been 1,000 miles away in Beckley, West Virginia. And for the Lilly Brothers and Don Stover, this music was part of their heritage, and it was something they cherished and preserved, and they wanted to pass it on. And I don't think they would have ever thought that someone like myself, coming from this background I did, would be a likely candidate. But I wanted this music in my life. I wanted this reality of this music in my life. And I brought my friend Bill Keith, who became a great banjo player. He learned from Don Stover. Peter Rowan, another wonderful singer and player. I brought them into the Hillbilly Ranch. So many people came in to see them. They were very influential in a lot of people's lives. And they never, ever lost their sweetness and their generosity. And in the 70s, I came to play with the two sons of Everett, Everett Allen Lilly, who played wonderful thumb-picking guitar and sang, and his brother Tennis Lilly, who played bass and sang. So we formed a little trio, and I'm just trying to think here. We did some recording, and this is just a sample of what we were doing.
Is it me or is the whole world going blind? It must seem like I'm losing my mind. At times my legs can't seem to walk. Oh, my tongue still moves, but it can't talk. Is it the music in the morning or those long legs running? Oh, that laugh that makes me feel this way. Am I awake or am I dreaming? Does it have some secret meaning? Is my night finally turning in today? Why not give in? What have you got to lose? At the worst, you might wind up with the blues. It's too late now to think about the cost. It can't be more than you've already lost. Is it the music in the morning or those long legs or that laugh that makes me feel this way? Am I awake or am I dreaming? Does it have some secret meaning? Is my night finally turning in today? Is it the music in the morning or those long legs of running or that crazy laugh that makes me feel this way? Am I awake or am I dreaming? Does it have some secret meaning? Is my night finally turning in today? Am I awake or am I dreaming? Does it have some secret meaning? Is my night finally turning in today?
Oh, there I am with Everett and Tennis Lilly singing harmonies with me, Everett Allen Lilly playing wonderful thumb-picking electric guitar there. And I had become kind of part of the Lilly family by this point, and I couldn't think of a better family to be part of. I'm going to play one more song by the Lilly Brothers. I should mention that this music I'm playing, there's a couple of albums. One is called the Lilly Brothers and Don Stover Early Recordings. These were done on a small label in Maine called Event Records, and now they're available on Rebel Records, which does a lot of bluegrass music. And the other album is the Lilly Brothers and Don Stover on the Radio, 1952 and 3. This was put out by Rounder Records, and that was from a transcription. That's why some of this stuff sounds a little scratchy. But, you know, I used to listen to the radio from Wheeling, West Virginia, and the Grand Ole Opry, and it was hard to hear. But the music got through to me, and I think you can get the idea from the vitality of this music. The little scratchiness isn't going to really bother anybody. I'm going to do one more song here by the Lilly Brothers. This is an old Carter Family song. And to show you how this music kind of entered my life and stayed in my life, 40 years later, I was working with Nancy Griffith on an album called Other Voices, Other Rooms, and she decided to do this very same song. So you can hear the Lilly Brothers first do it, and then Nancy, this is Are You Tired of Me, My Darling?
Are you tired of me, my darling? Did you mean those words you said that has made me yours forever since the day that we were wed? Tell me, could you live life over? Could you make it otherwise? Are you tired of me, my darling? Answer only with your eyes. Do you ever rue the springtime when we first each other met, when we spoke in warm affection the words my heart could never forget? Tell me, could you live life over? Could you make it otherwise? Are you tired?
Another you ever rue the springtime when we first each other met? How we spoke in warm affection, words my heart can ne'er forget. And tell me, would you live life over? Could you make another wife? Are you tired of me, my darling? Oh, answer only with your eyes. Think I've grown cold-hearted beneath the load of woman's cares? And tell me, would you live life over? Could you make another wife? Are you tired of me, my darling? Oh, answer only with your eyes.
There's Nancy Griffiths doing Are You Tired of Me, My Darling, the song I first heard from the Lily Brothers. And, of course, you might have heard that Emmylou Harris and Iris DeMent were singing with Nancy on that. Certainly a very angelic trio. As John Prine might say, how lucky can one guy get? And that's me. I have been so lucky. Also on that recording, just as a matter of passing interest, you heard Nancy playing the lead guitar on that, as she's a lovely guitarist. And in the session, she asked Chet Atkins to come. And I'd never met Chet Atkins, and it was an honor to have him in the studio. And he sat down and asked Nancy to play the song, and she played it with that guitar. And he said, that's fine, that sounds good, I'll just back you up. And Nancy started to say, well, no, you, he said, no, you're doing just fine, I'll just back you up. Chet Atkins was not an egomaniac, and he knew a good thing when he heard it, and he was happy to back her up and play a supporting role, and that told me an awful lot about him. And so I'm just telling you this because, as I say, I started with the Lily Brothers, and that was quite an opening for me. But that show, the Hayloft Jamboree that they were part of, went on after they got off the radio for their 15-minute show. And it was a disc jockey named Nelson Bragg, the Merry Mayor of Milo, Maine. And he was quite a character and very funny. And he was playing quite a different kind of music, but something that definitely got my attention.
I told my pa I'm going stepping out and get the honky-tonk blues. Hey, the honky-tonk blues. Hey, Lord, I got them. I got the honky-tonk blues. to a dance and I wore out my shoes. Woke up this morning wishing I could lose them jumping honky-tonk blues. Hey, the honky-tonk blues. Oh, Lord, I got them. I got the honky-tonk blues. Honky-tonk blues. Hey, the honky-tonk blues. Hey, Lord, I got them. I got the honky-tonk blues. I'm gonna tuck my worries underneath my arm and scat right back to my pappy's farm and leave his honky-tonk blues. Hey, the honky-tonk blues. Oh, Lord, I got them. I got the honky-tonk blues.
Well, there's no mistaking that voice. That is Hank Williams. And here I was in another world. And I'll tell you what world you're in right now. This is Jim Rooney. And I'm in it for the long run is the name of this program, and it's an exploration of my 60 years of music, and you're listening to it on Royalton Community Radio, RCR, and hope you're enjoying it, and I'm just enjoying listening to all this music. This is the music that really got me started a long time ago, and I still just love it. Another guy that I just loved and still do is Hank Snow.
Listen to a story about a gal I know. She's my music maker, my mind hillbilly bull. She's sweeter than the music when she tickles the strings. Sweeter than the flowers down in New Orleans. She's my music making mama from Memphis, Tennessee. She'll play a little rhythm, do the boogie upright, a Tennessee polka, maybe blues in the night. Everybody travels from near and far to hear her when she picks it on that old guitar. My music-making mama from Memphis, Tennessee. Here in the evening when the sun sinks low, singing and a-picking on that old banjo. You want to jive when the words roll out of her mouth. Everybody's calling her the queen of the south. She's my fiddle-playing mama from Memphis, Tennessee. You gotta start dancing when she gets in the groove. Picks the big bass fiddle or yodels the blues. Plays the downbeat, offbeat, and the old beat. A break down, a hold down, a does it up neat. She's my bass picking baby from Memphis, Tennessee. Baby is a coming to town. All the jive jumping jitterbugs together around. They keep a yelling to my queenie, now honey, let's go. My baby starts picking and I'm picking down low. My music making mama from Memphis, Tennessee. Boogie upright, a Tennessee polka, maybe blues in the night. Everybody travels from near and far to hear her when she picks it on that old guitar. My music making mama from Memphis, Tennessee.
Ah, the singing ranger himself, Hank Snow. So this music was also very captivating to me, and I started listening to the show all the time. And my Uncle Jim saw me listening along one night and saw me strumming on a tennis racket, and he decided that this boy needed a little help, and he got me a ukulele, a beautiful ukulele, a Roy Smek mahogany ukulele. And he gave me a chord book, and he knew a few chords himself and showed me where to put my fingers. And then I started subscribing to a magazine called Country Song Roundup that printed the lyrics to all these songs that I was hearing on the radio. So I just started strumming along, and that's where I was just getting drawn into this more and more. And another Hank on my horizon was Hank Thompson, and he was singing about some stuff I didn't. Well, Hank Williams was singing about it too, honky tonk blues, and this was the wild side of life.
You wouldn't read my letter if I wrote you. You asked me not to call you on the phone, but there's something I'm wanting to tell you. So I wrote it in the words of this song. I didn't know God made honky-tonk angels. I might have known you'd never make a wife. You gave up the only one that ever loved you and went back to the wild side of life. The glamour of the gay nightlife has lured you to the places where the wine and liquor flow, where you wait to be anybody's baby and forget the truest love you'll ever know. I didn't know God made honky-tonk angels. I might have known you'd never make a wife. You gave up the only one that ever loved you and went back to the wild side of life.
Well, that was Hank Thompson, and here was The Answer by Kitty Wells.
As I sit here tonight, the jukebox playing the tune about the wild side of life. As I listen to the words you are saying, it brings memories when I was a trustful wife. It wasn't God who made honky-tonk angels, as you said in the words of your song. Too many times married men think they're still single. That has caused many a good girl to go wrong. It's a shame that all the blame is on us women. It's not true that only you men feel the same. From the start, most every heart that's ever broken was because there always was a man to blame. It wasn't God who made honky-tonk angels, as you said in the words of your song. Too many times married men think they're still single. That has caused many a good girl to go wrong.
All right, there you have it. Kitty Wells answering Hank Thompson, a big hit for Kitty that got her going. So this was another world for me. I don't think we had any honky-tonks in Dedham. I'm pretty sure we didn't. And so this was kind of a strange world for me to falling into. But as I was strumming along on my ukulele, another song that came along to me was Webb Pierce's Backstreet Affair. And in the summertime, I had three cousins, the Walsh girls, who lived up the road from us. They were all teenage girls, and they seemed to think it was really cute that little Jimmy was singing these songs about cheating and honky-tonks and whatever have you. And that was okay with me. I guess I wouldn't be the first person to start playing music as a way to meet girls. So here's let's listen to Webb Pierce's Backstreet Affair, and then I'm going to play you another record I made another 40 years later. This was with John Prine, and John and I were doing an album of duets with him and his favorite women singers, and one of those, the album's called In Spite of Ourselves, and John and I sequestered ourselves in a apartment for one day a week for a while doing research, and we were listening to all the duets of George Jones and Tammy Wynette and Conway Twitty and Loretta Lynn, the Everly Brothers, Ernest Tubb and Loretta Lynn, and all these things. It was really hard work, you know, it was tough, but we had to do it, and we did do it. And then we came up with a list of songs and a list of female singers, and high on our list of singers was Patti Loveless, just a wonderful, real country singer. And so after we hear Webb Pierce doing Backstreet Affair, we'll be hearing John and Patti.
Brought you shame and disgrace. The world has tumbled in your face because they call out love a backstreet affair. They said you wrecked my home. I'm a husband that's gone wrong. They don't know the sorrow that we've had to bear. Why, the one that I'm tied to was the first to be untrue, and yet they call our love a backstreet affair. Other now, that's all that matters anyhow. While the judgment of gossip's never fair. We'll just be brave and strong, then someday they'll see they're wrong. So let them call our love a backstreet affair. We'll be free to love someday, when all the talk has died away, and the happiness we've hoped for then we'll share. I'll climb a mountain high, and the world will hear me cry that our love is not a backstreet affair.
You didn't know I wasn't free when you fell in love with me, and with all your young heart you learned to care. It brought you shame and disgrace, the world has tumbled in your face, 'cause they call our love a backstreet affair.
Well, they say I wrecked your home, you're a husband that's gone wrong. They don't know the sorrow that we had to bear.
For the one I'm tied to was the first to prove untrue.
Now they call our love a backstreet affair.
We'll just be brave and strong, then someday they'll see they're wrong.
Let them call our love a backstreet affair. We'll be free to love someday, when all the talk has died away, and the happiness we hope for then we'll share. Climb a mountain high, then the world will hear us cry that our love was not a backstreet affair. No, our love was not a backstreet affair.
All right there, John Prine and Patti Loveless with their version of Backstreet Affair. And as I said, my cousins thought this was all cute and funny. And there was this bit of, condescension about hillbilly music. People looked down their nose at it. It was too sentimental, and all these people running around having affairs and honky-tonks and this and that. This was not the life we had cut out for our children, and we were not going to talk about it. But there is, I guess what I was responding to was kind of reality in people's lives, and no one, I guess, got to me more than Hank Williams. He just had it in his voice, and I can't say enough about it. And I suppose the song, rather than me tell you about it, the song that really defined him to me was I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry. ¶¶ going to talk about it. But there is, I guess what I was responding to was this kind of reality in people's lives. And no one, I guess, got to me more than Hank Williams. He just had it in his voice, and I can't say enough about it. And I suppose the song, rather than me tell you about it, the song that really defined him to me was "I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry." Well, that just went right into my teenage heart, that sound. I wanted to be that sad, I guess. And Hank Williams really spoke to me. And, of course, I had just gotten into this music around the beginning of the year 1952. And on New Year's Day, 1953, the 1st of January, Hank Williams died. So that was a real hard thing for me to take in. I think I had actually fallen in love for the first time, maybe. And there he was gone. The record label didn't miss a beat. And within a month, they had a record LP, first LP I ever bought, and had a purple cover, had a letter to Hank from the head of the company, Hank in Heaven, on the back of it. Then his sister Irene started a country song roundup, Ask Irene, about Hank. So I wrote Irene and asked her some stuff, and I said, I want to write a book about Hank, and she never answered back. But I got a guitar. I wanted to be Hank, so I started playing the guitar, and the very first song I learned on the guitar was one of his, because it only had two chords. Darling, let's turn back the years.
Darling, let's turn back the years and go back to yesterday. Let's pretend that time has stopped and I didn't go away. We had our love to make us happy. It wasn't meant to break.
bring us tears. Love like ours should never die. So darling, let's turn back the years.
So that's how I got started. I got that guitar, $12 guitar. I went in and auditioned on the radio. They said, okay. I did Honky Tonk Blues and Music Making Mama for my audition. And they said, okay, kid, do you want to be on the radio? And I said, yes. I was on the radio that afternoon. I called up my mother. This wasn't exactly what they had in mind, but they listened and let me do it. And I played Music Making Mama on the radio, and my friends started calling me Tex. And, you know, I was off and running, and I'm still running. So this is Jim Rooney, and I'm in it for the long run, and I'll see you next time.
Sweeter than the flowers down in New Orleans. She's a music maker mama of Memphis, Tennessee. You'll hear in the evening when the sun sinks low, singing and picking on a roll banjo. You want to jive when the words roll out of her mouth. Everybody calling her the queen of the south. She's a music maker mama of Memphis, Tennessee. Play a little rhythm to a boogie upright. Tennessee folk or maybe blues in the night. Everybody travel from near and far to hear her when she picks it on a roll guitar. She's a music maker mama from Memphis, Tennessee. Dancing when she gets in the groove. Plays a deep bass fiddle, maybe yodels the blues. Plays a downbeat, offbeat, any old beat. Break down, hold down, does it of me. Fiddle playing mama from Memphis, Tennessee.